Now, it's time for one of our Sounds Irish lectures. So if you'll take notes, because I'll be asking questions afterwards. OK, we're going to play a track here called Master McGrath. Now, Master McGrath was a very famous Irish greyhound. Now, you all know that Irish people are famous for their horses and their horse racing, but also for their greyhounds. Now, I have to confess at the start of this that I'm not in favour of this, but this is the story. There is a very famous greyhound cup that takes place every year called the Waterloo Cup. It's for greyhound coursing. It's a coursing where two greyhounds chase a hare and turn the hare. Now, I'm not going into any further details because it's too gruesome in my book, but I just want you to play this song. And it tells the story of a wonderful dog from Lurgan in Northern Ireland who goes to race in England for this Waterloo Cup. And the dog's name is Master McGrath. And it tells the story of how Master McGrath beat the English dog. And of course, Ireland throughout history has always wanted to get one up on England. Here's Sean O'Shea. You do have to listen. Sean O'Shea telling us the story of Master McGrath.
Counting on Ireland and Master McGrath. On the 12th of December, that day of renown, McGrath and his trainer, they left Lurgan town. John Webb's the trainer, and soon they got o'er. For the very next day, they touched England's sweet shore. And when they arrived there, Master McGrath. Then Lord Lurgan steps forward and says, gentlemen, if there's any among you with money to spend, for you nobles of England, I don't give a straw. Here's 5,000 to 1 on my Master McGrath. Then McGrath, he looked up and he wagged his old tail, his lordship and show he'd not fail. While Rose stood uncovered and the crowd yelled hurrah, there's the pride of all England and Master McGrath. As Rose and the Master both waited their call, now I wonder, said Rose, why you left home at all. Keep your breath for the race and don't waste it at jaw, and stuff that up your gob, said Master McGrath. Then the hare, she went off just as swift as the wind. He was sometimes for Leinster and sometimes behind. Rose gave the first turn on a parting blow, but the second was given by Master McGrath. Then the hare, she led on with a beautiful view, as swift as the wind.
Three cheers for old Ireland and Master McGrath. Sean O'Shea there. We move on to Mike Denver now, and he's singing a song that I haven't heard before either. And this is entitled The Day of My Return.
My name is John O'Reilly, and my father worked the fields in the hills of old Killarney, where I helped him turn the wheels. My arms grew hard as iron for a boy of 17, and I used my fist for gambling in those wet Killarney streets. Well, a ship left for America, and I took my pack aboard, said goodbye to my dear Ireland, said a prayer to my dear Lord. Well, I fought those sorry guineas in the kitchen they called hell, and I fought them for their dollars, and those guineas paid me well. Fairly well, fair Dover, fairly well, you day of my return. Well, I fought in New York City and I fought the Jersey Shores. My guts, they full of whiskey and my babes, they full of whores. They call my right a cannonball, my left they call the same. And I left them all a-lying, half in blood and half in shame. Well, I met a man on 32 and he stuck out his hand. And he offered me $1,000 if I'd fall before his man. But I said it could be done, but only for another two. And he smiled at me and nodded as I stuck it in my shoe. Fare thee well, fair Dover, fare thee well, your season's turn. My pockets will be jingling on the day of my return, the day of my return. Well, they rang the bell 2 times before I let him have my nose. And I let him work my left until my eye was swollen closed. Then I let loose a right that they still talk about today. For that kitty didn't know that I had bet the other way. Well, they covered every dock and every port there on the coast, looking for the double crosser who had turned into a ghost. But I was on a train, my friend, that rode the other way. And I sailed from California back to Dublin one fine day. Fare thee well, fair Dover, fare thee well, your season's turn. My pockets will be jingling on the day of my return, the day of my return. Fare thee well, fair Dover, fare thee well, your season's turn. My pockets will be jingling on the day of my return, the day of my return.
I may have said it before about Mike Denver, rather Cajun sounding some of his recordings, and that was the day of my return. In the late 50s, early 60s, and even into the 70s, Irish music was changing vastly. Of course, we had the resurgence of the ballad, the start of the ballad groups, the Clancy Brothers and the Dubliners and the like. But we also had changes in Irish traditional music. Ceilidh bands were sort of fading out and more groups were being formed, among them Planxty. Planxty provided a lot of very good material, and wherever they appeared, whatever venue they played in, it was packed. And of course, their records sold like hotcakes. Here's one of their most popular pieces. They're playing Cúnla.
Who was that there? No knock on the window pane. Who was that there? No knock on the window pane. Who was that there? No knock on the window pane. Oh, my name is Cúnla. Cúnla, dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla, dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla, dear, don't come any near to me. Members of your princess Cúnla. Who is that there? No tickin' the toes of me. Who is that there? No tickin' the toes of me. Who is that there? Tickin' the toes of me. Oh, my name is Cúnla. Cúnla, dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla, dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla, dear, don't come any near to me. Members, they shouldn't say Cúnla. Who was that that there? No tickin' the size of me. Who is that there? No tickin' the size of me. Who is that there? Tickin' the size of me. Only Mrs. Coonla. Coonla dear, don't come any near to me. Coonla dear, don't come any near to me. Coonla dear, don't come any near to me. Maybe I shouldn't say Coonla.
A little story for you. I've told you on a number of occasions, I think, that on my very first trip to the United States with the Jack Ruan band from Ballina, I was doing piano and vocals at the time. And when we were here at home, we would play the normal dance numbers and we'd do the show band stuff. But when we went to America, we had to change our program entirely because we were playing to a lot of the Irish clubs in the various places throughout the United States. We did New York, Chicago, Boston and the Catskill Mountains and back to New York again, I think. But all our programme consisted of all Irish songs and Irish music because we were playing to that audience. And I think it was the third night we were there. After we'd finished, we were packing the stuff away and getting ready to go back to our hotel. And a man came up to us and he spoke to Jack, the leader, and he said, "Jack, maybe when you come back to the final date in New York, you might be able to sing a song for my mother, who I know will be attending the particular function." And Jack said, "Of course we will. What is it?" And he said, "It's a song called Little Bridget Flynn." And I said, "Oh," because to be honest with you, I'd never heard of the song Little Bridget Flynn. So as we were travelling along in the band wagon, I think it was to Boston the following day, Jack started humming this song for me. And by the time we'd got back a week later or so to New York, I had learnt the song and I'd arranged it for the band and we did it. And his mother came to us afterwards and she was in raptures and floods of excited tears. How delighted she was. And her words were to hear an Irish band playing my favourite Irish song. And I know that meant a lot to that lady. So every time I hear this song, Little Bridget Flynn, I think of that night way back. Now, it was a good way back. It must have been in 1960, 59, 61, around that time. Anyway, enough of my prattle. Here from a newly acquired album of Noel McLaughlin, I'm going to play the track Little Bridget Flynn. It's about the guy and he has everything he's got, but he hasn't got Little Bridget Flynn. "Now there's a girl whose heart I'd like to win," he says. And here's Noel McLaughlin and his interpretation of Little Bridget Flynn.
I've an isolated house and a cow or two of grass. I've a plant garden running by the door. I've a shelter for the hens and a stable for the ass. Now what can a man want more? I don't know, maybe so, but a bachelor is easy and he's free. And I've lots to look after and I'm living all alone, but no one's looking after me. My father often tells me I should go and have a try to find a girl that owns a bit of land. I can tell the way he says it that there's someone in his eye, and my mother has the whole thing planned. I don't know, maybe so, but 'twould mollify them greatly to agree. Now there's little Bridget Flynn, sure 'tis her I'd love to win, but she never has an eye for me. Now there's a little girl that's worth her weight in gold, and that's a decent dowry, can't you see? And I mean to go and ask her just as soon as I get bold, if she'll come and have an eye for me. I don't know, will she go? But I'd love to have her sitting on me knee. And I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush, if she'd come and have an eye for me. I don't know, will she go? But I'd love to have her sitting on me knee. And I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush, if she'd come and have an eye for me.
On the theme of that first visit of mine to the US with the Jack Ruan Band many years ago, here's a song that we played every single night of our tour, because we were a band from Mayo and we were, well, playing a lot for Mayo associations in the US, various Mayo groups, and they would come to our dances and concerts and things. And this was a song sung for us here by Frank McCafferty that we had to certainly finish off with before we played our national anthem. And I'll dedicate this to any Mayo person listening to me.
It's just a year ago today, I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the sunshine of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. Now to Irish eyes are shining, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, with true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Her Irish eyes like beacons shine out through the darkest night. I know their sweet love glow will always fill the world with light. The roses on her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And where the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. Now two Irish eyes are shining, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, with true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. And sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
Frank McCafferty and Moonlight in Mayo. If I had a penny for every time I sang that song with the Jack Rowan Band, I'd be a very rich man. And we move from the west of Ireland, County Mayo, right up to the northwest, to Donegal. Now, I've said it so often on the programme, Donegal has to be the most sung about county in the whole 32 counties of Ireland. Now, this is Trudy Lawler's version. Now, remember Trudy? I think it was last week or the week before we had the version of her singing with her mother, the beautiful Isle of Somewhere. But here she's going home to Donegal, Trudy Lawler.
The lights of London are far behind the thoughts of home. Are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now. Soon I will see you. We'll talk to the old folks. Sure they're getting old. Days slip around. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I roam, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. And then tomorrow we'll take a walk down by St. Mary's, to that sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones that are gone, and hope they'll be proud of their wandering song. This is my home. The place I was born in.
Well, to give it its correct title, Back Home to Donegal, from Trudy Lawler there. Now, I want to play for you a track by Richie Remo. Now, I've played Richie on the programme a few times. Richie is a fine country fiddle player from Northern Ireland. But here, he's not doing some wild Cajun country music. He's singing us a lovely little story entitled Mary Ann, and it tells the story of how he meets Mary Ann when she's 14, and she tells him the sad story of her parents splitting up. And he, well, I'll tell you what, I'll leave Richie Remo to tell you the story of Mary Ann.
I was just a little boy with holes in both my shoes. I met Mary Ann one day. She told me the terrible news. Her daddy's left her mommy now after only 14 years. A lonely child with a broken heart in her eyes. Filled with tears. Will you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold on to my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Will you waltz around the floor with your head held up high? Mary, young lady is now my wife. Years has passed, and now at last Mary has a family near. Myself and Mary had a child, a boy that's loved so dear. My life is family and my friends, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and faith in the Lord, amen. Will you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold on to my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Will you waltz on the floor with your head held up real high? Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife. Will you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold to my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. With your head held up real high, Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife. Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife.
Our final track this week, friends, is a track that we played quite often on the programme, various versions of it. I want to give you the Patsy Watcorn version of it, but before I play it, it's a song that, well, people who know ballads know that very, very well. It's called I'll Tell Me Ma When I Go Home. But I was always under the impression that this was a Dublin street song, and only this week I've learned it's not a Dublin street song, it's a Belfast street song. Here's Patsy.
I'll tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't play, the girls will moan, they pulled my hair, stole my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She's handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's a curtain, one, two, three. Won't you tell me who she? I'll remove
and he said he loves her. All the boys are fighting for her. They knock at the door, ringing the bell, saying, oh, my true love, fare you well. Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers, bells on her toes. How Johnny Morrissey said he'd die if he didn't get the fella with the roving eye. Tell me, ma, when I go home, the boys won't play if the girls are alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is a curtain, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, and the snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie, she'll get her own lot by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma till she gets home. Let them all come as they will, for it's all good meaning she loves still. I tell me ma, when I go home, the boys won't play if the girls are alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is the curtain, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? Tell me ma, when I go home, the boys won't play if the girls are alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is the curtain, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is the curtain, 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she?
Well, friends, that sounds Irish for this week, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I've had a ball putting all these tracks together and playing them and listening to them. Now, friends, I just want to say before I go, I hope all is well in your world. And if it's not, I pray that you will be given the strength to cope, and I'm sure you will. May good God bless you and yours, and of course, me and mine. This is Joe Ballard saying, take care, God bless, travel safely, slán, bye.